had two parties, had wood cook stove, of course, back them days too. Didn't know what electricity was.
Those side rooms, what did they use those for?
That's why they left.
Those were
kind of
like bedrooms?
Yeah, we had beds in them side
rooms. They call them side rooms, just a little old room built out, main, you know.
Kind of like a...
Oh, it's all to the same building, but... Oh,
just a little old side room, what they call them. I remember them.
Just like the living room here was about 16 by 16.
Well, did y'all really have a living room, or did you have bed in
the living room? Well, we had what we called a bedroom. We didn't call it a living room back them days.
Bedroom. They slept, but they didn't have no room they didn't sleep in.
I had an organ in them. My sister could play. Two of them could play the organ good. I kept it in one of the living rooms.
One of the bedrooms.
There was a Miss John that taught school over there where I tell you we went to school. She boarded with us. And all the different ones, different people boarded with us off and on. And they they sleep over there on the other side in the other living room across the hall from the big living room. Had a hall between.
Big hall right down the middle of the house?
Tell him what your brother said to the school teacher one time. He's hunting the axe to get some.
Yeah, well, brother always get in wood and find. We had to use these rich lighter splinters, you know, to get the fire started every morning. And this Miss Clara B. that was her name. She lived, she was raised down here at Prattville, Alabama. She was teaching school there and boarding with us. And my brother got up one, he'd always, we'd have to get up every morning early, you know, before daylight, wintertime.
He didn't get in those splinters, I don't
know. He forgot to get in any splinters the night before. It was cold the next morning. He got up, had to go out and get splintered. He had to, when he come out of the living room, well, when he come out of the side room, into the, found out there wasn't no splinters in there. He put on his clothes and shoes, and when he come out of that room to start out across the front porch, well, the room Miss John was sleeping in was right here. He had come right by her door, you know. And he just done this for devil, man. She didn't know, she wouldn't have picked, I don't think she ever had touched the axe. He bumped on her door and said, "Hey, Miss, what did you do with the axe last night?" You know, we had rich lighted logs. A lot of times we'd have to hew them splinters off the log, you know.
Still use that to start a fire.
Start a fire with. But we were supposed to do that every night before we went to bed, you know, get in enough to start a fire the next morning.
I'd carry that.
Most of the time, you'd put on a big stick of wood and then some little wood on it. There'd be some big red coals there the next morning. All you'd have to do is just put a few splinters under there, you know, and just get up warm, have a big fire before you know it.
Did you have to always clean out the fireplace and
all? Yeah, I'd take them ashes out, put it off.
That's a job, too.
I guess it was.
Had fire dogs there. Couldn't roll back in. Had the,
what's called
a
hearth
here, you know. Like the fireplace was here, they had rocks made of, called it the hearth, come back here. So if the wood rolled out, it wouldn't set the floor fire, you know.
Well, did you have a separate chimney for each of the fireplaces there?
Huh?
A separate chimney for each of the fireplaces? Or?
Was it double chimney? Was it double
chimney? We had a fireplace in the kitchen, dining room, and kitchen room was all the same. Mm-hmm.
You had a big fireplace in there and one, did you have two fireplaces?
I had three fireplaces in that room. There was a fireplace in that room Miss John slept in. And one in our big living room and one in the kitchen.
Yeah, talking about that hearth there, what did they call it? Did you have one of those things above the fireplace where you...
Yeah, they call them a mantle. It's a mantle.
The hearth was here and then the
mantle.
A lot of people call it a fireboard.
Fireboard.
Have matches up there.
Keep matches and everything up there. Fireboards, what you used to call them a long time ago, but I always... When I come along, they call them mantles.
I want to tell you something else. This old man Howard that had these girls and them, he had five girls and four boys, but one of his boys died. And